I'm Sean Flynn.
Sean, you play a very interesting instrument, and I had to actually look it up and learn more about it when you mentioned it to me. It's called the ocarina. Tell us about the ocarina. Give us a little history of the ocarina 101.
Okay, sure thing. The ocarina originated in South America. The Incas, the Aztecs, and the Mayans both played the instrument. They would make it out of clay, and they would use it for ceremonial like purposes. They would play songs with it.
Now, you're talking about the Aztecs and the Mayans thousands of years ago, and here we are in Columbus, Ohio in 2017. So, how did you find out about the ocarina? How did you find it?
Well, I went on YouTube and I'm a big Zelda fan, and I looked at a walkthrough for my video game, and then I stumbled across a recommended video. And it said like playing ocarina, so I clicked on it, and it was all these different people playing instruments of the ocarina, that ancient instrument. So I decided to take up the instrument, buy a couple of them. I first bought one, but then I started playing it, and I loved it so much, I got a bunch of different instruments that were like different holes, different notes.
You've shown us on the video, you've shown us three
That's
different
correct.
ocarinas. Some of them you actually wear around your neck. There's a tiny one that's a
Yes.
pendant, that's a high-pitched one, and then the other one. So when you've got your first ocarina, I assume you got them online, so they came to your house. They were delivered to your
Yeah, they were
house.
delivered by mail.
So you opened the package, and what's the first thing you did?
I opened it up and looked at it, and I didn't know how to play it real well, so I went online, I typed in what the instrument was, how many holes were on the instrument, and then went to different websites and learned how to play them. I mostly went to YouTube to start off with, and then I went on like forums and different websites that had playing instruments and playing notes and tips and tricks.
What are the differences between the three ocarinas you showed us in the video?
Well,
First, the tiny one.
the tiny one is a English pendant, 6-hole, and it's made to be worn around the neck and carried around. It's very portable. It's not very big.
And then the middle-sized one, that's the darker blue. You said I think that was your favorite one, is that right? Or the first one that you learned to
The
play
12-hole,
on?
the biggest
Right.
one, is my favorite one because there's the most support for that instrument. So there's a lot of music you could play, a lot of music, sheet music that you could like look up and get.
Which brings me to asking you about the music. When you came in and you were showing me the instrument and you brought music with you, and I thought I was going to be seeing musical notes, and I didn't. You work off of fingering charts, is that right?
Yeah, I work off of the fingering charts. You see, with these instruments, they're very small, so getting the keys right, you constantly have to remember where you have your hands, otherwise, you'll miss notes.
Have you ever thought about making your own ocarina? Is that even possible?
Actually, it is possible. It's really hard to do. You have to get a special machine to fine-tune it and like make sure it's all in key. And you can make it out of clay, but you have to buy really good clay.
How about gourds?
I don't know about gourds, but I'm pretty sure anything you can make one out of. I've seen them made out of wood, plastic. They have bone and horn.
Some of them, your tiny one, the small one, I think you said was ceramic,
That's a ceramic
and the other
one.
ones are plastic?
Correct.
That's right, and you can get them online.
You could buy them online.
Have you ever considered putting together an all ocarina band?
I never thought about it, but it would be a cool idea.
Let's work on that, shall we?
Yes.